I they go full upset when the clock got no delay. That's when we turn up. Anytime we let you give me deeper love. My heart go race. The way she whine, one of a kind. She wanna make a statement. We they go make up a love sign. Shorty got me losing my mind. She back it up when she feel like climb a tower like the Eiffel, then she decline. All my throw back on she do me. She did my mind that she woo me. And a girl that come and roll my spliff, she just wanna come around and smoke and wish. It's a movie and she know that coaster. On my back, I'm gonna come on. If you eat me, tell me say it's only me you want. I'll teach you things what a man can trust. And we go meditate and stuff. Nobody has to know. She back it up when she feel like climb a tower like the Eiffel, then she decline. I'm on the back and she do me. She did my mind that she woo me. Got a girl that come and roll my split. She just wanna come around and smoke and wish. It's a movie and she know that coaster. I'm on back, I'm gonna come on.
Takeover. Powered.
91.3 FM.
Lusaka.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Zambia Conference of Catholic Bishops have strongly rejected government's move to reintroduce Bill No. 7. The Economic Association of Zambia concern about the lower GDP value. Thousands protest in Madagascar's capital demanding President Andry Rajoelina to resign. Petros Chama returns as Grand Name Squad in sports news.
And now, the Power FM News.
Up front and reliable news every day, I am Chris Wanji. The Zambia Conference of Catholic Bishops, ZCCB, have strongly rejected government's move to introduce the Constitution of Zambia Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025, warning that the process undermines democracy, disregards public participation, and risks a breakdown of the rule of law. In a statement, the bishops said they are deeply concerned with reports that Parliament is scheduled to table the revised bill tomorrow, despite the Constitutional Court ruling that declared the process unconstitutional. ZCCB accused government of tightly controlling the amendment process with limited and sporadic consultation, saying citizens, civil society, traditional leaders, and faith-based groups have not been meaningfully engaged. They further argued that key provisions in the bill, such as the removal of term limits for mayors and council chairpersons, the introduction of a mixed-member proportional representation system, and changes to the composition of the National Assembly, are matters of deep national significance that cannot be treated as non-contentious. The Catholic Church leaders urge governments to ensure a genuinely people-driven process led by independent experts and anchored on consensus to prevent repeating the mistakes of past reform efforts such as the Mungomba Commission of the National Constitutional Conference. Opposition Patriotic Front, PF, has expressed regret over the incident that occurred yesterday during a Tunisia Alliance meeting held at the residence of Mr. Sean Tembo, the Alliance spokesperson. Speaking at a media briefing, PF Secretary General Rafael Nakachinda said the party condemns the actions of PF youth who disrupted the meeting. However, he stressed that the party is taking responsibility and has demanded a full report from Alliance members who were present at the meeting. Mr. Nakachinda noted that the PF has rebranded and such occurrences risk denting the party's image, particularly when they involve the conduct of its members and cadres. He further assured Zambians that PF remains committed to their demand for unity within the Alliance, emphasizing that efforts will be made to ensure the coalition does not disintegrate.
The matters that involves Patriotic Front and the matters that involves Tonsa Alliance, we are well capable to resolve them. And to that effect, we condemn what happened yesterday and as Secretary General, because some of them are non-members of PF, I want to take responsibility and say that we regret what happened yesterday, and I want to direct and demand that the youth chairman of Tonsa, who is also our deputy nationalist chairperson, Celestine Kandira, and I think I saw Ibrahim equally issuing some statement around what happened yesterday, to give me a full report of what transpired. PF has rebranded, and we don't want elements that would dent the image of the party, especially in relation to the conduct of our members and our cadres.
Meanwhile, Tonsa Alliance spokesperson and PEP President Sean Tembo has confirmed that the list of the Alliance's expanded council of leaders and vote this week was finalized as far back as January 2025 with the approval of the late Alliance chairperson, Dr. Edgar Chagwalungu. In a statement made available to the media, Mr. Tembo explained that during the drafting process, several names, including Mutotwe Kafwaya, Mumbipiri, Mao Sampa, and Davis Mwela, were added to strengthen PF's representation in the Alliance. He further revealed that the late Dr. Lungu personally instructed him to prepare for the formal unveiling of the expanded Council of Leaders, which had been scheduled for June 12, 2025, before his untimely passing. Mr. Tembo emphasized that the final list released by Dr. Chris Zumani Zimba remains the official version endorsed by the late chairperson. Opposition People's Alliance for Change, PAC PAC, President Antford Mayelebanda has questioned the government's decision to borrow funds in order to finance an increase in the Constituency Development Fund. Speaking during this week's edition of the Political Podcast, Mr. Banda said it is not justifiable for the government to borrow money solely to raise for CDF from 36.1 million kwacha to 40 million kwacha per pay constituency. He argued that the funds could have been better utilized by leaving the additional amount in the banking system to support entrepreneurs and small business owners across the country. Mr. Banda clarified that he is not opposed to the CDF itself, but expressed concern over the quality of work being carried out under various projects funded through the program. He added that genuine small-scale entrepreneurs would benefit more if the government prioritized lending support to stimulate economic growth rather than expanding the CDF allocation. Mr. Banda further suggested that the government could have maintained the CDF at 30 million kwacha and redirected the remaining resources toward economic empowerment initiatives.
This budget is at 253 billion kwacha. However, the question is that are we really meeting the needs of the population, you know, with this budget? I believe we're not, because the population is growing. I don't think that it is justifiable to borrow money to increase CDF, because literally we're just borrowing money to increase CDF. I would rather CDF is maintained maybe for 30 million per constituent, so that, you know, the other money can actually be left to the banks to give out to the entrepreneurs. And CDF, I want to say that CDF is it's not a bad thing. It's helping in one or the other because of the targets that it has been given. When we go out for campaigns, you find that there are certain schools, you know, that makeshift schools, where they're not conducive, you know, for children to learn. You find that children are not sitting on desks, you know. So in that regard, the CDF is trying to bridge that gap, which is very commendable. But is it a